Okay, Boker Tov, today's daf is daf Hey in Erechin, for Shlema for Alti Shro Ben Chai Rochel. All right. We left off at Gufa, just a drop more than halfway down the page, about six, 7 lines before the lines get wide. Gufa, boy, Rabba, this question. Demei Roshi Legabim Mizbeach. A man gives the value of his head to the Mizbeach. Now, that's not a normal thing to do. Legabim Mizbeach, meaning I'm giving it, I wanted to, that money to go for a carbon. Nidin Bechvodo. Do you say, well, like we learned yesterday, that's the concept by Erechin of Nidin Bechvodo, if I give the Erech of my heart or my brain, the Erech to the base of Migdash, as Erechin, you have to give the full value of the person. Nidin Bechvodo, you check, you look at it as a vital part, and you look at it as its value in the whole person, and it represents the whole person. Oh, ain't Nidin Bechvodo. Do you say no? Because by Mizbeach, you say dollar for dollar. The head's worth so much, that's all you're going to give. Lo Ashkan, do you say Lashkan Dum the Ain't Din Mechvodah? Do you find? By money, you don't find at all. The Ain't Din Mechvodah is always Nidin Mechvodah. When it comes to giving money, it's Nidin Mechvodah, like Erechin, or value. O Dilma, Lashkan Mizbeach, Nidin Mechvodah. When it comes to the Mizbeach, here we have a mixture of two things. I'm giving the value, this money, the value of my head, whatever you want to say it's worth, $10,000, that should go for Karbonos. So normally, when it comes to value, whether it's Erechin or Nidorim, you go according to Nidin Bechvodo. But when it comes to Mizbeach, you don't. So how do you look at it? Do you say you don't find by Dumb where it's not Nidin Bechvodo, and therefore you should give the value of the whole person for money for Karbonos? Or do you say, Lo Ashken, you don't find the Mizbeach where it is Nidin Bechvodo? It's all by Mizbeach. It's always dollar for dollar, whatever it's worth. You don't look at the whole person. Take who that question stands. Now, it stands now, but apparently we did Paskin it yesterday, because before we finished off this goofy yesterday, we said that Shaila was before the Brisa, but once we had the Brisa seemed to indicate when it comes to Kosher Mizbeach, it's only dollar for dollar, value for value. Even though we said the concept of Hitpashtut, if a person says, I'm giving the value of this, of let's say the heart, or the brain, or the upper leg, vital part of this animal should be for an Ola, that the whole thing becomes an Ola, that's only more talking about, number one, a vital part, and number one, a Tam. But over here, the person's giving his own, the value of my head to the base of Migdash, there's no mum bigger than a human being, because you can't sacrifice a human being on his back, right? An animal might be pure, might have a mum, but a human being, by definition, is a mum, because he can't bring on his back. So here where it's a mum, this question stands, and apparently it's mashma from the Braisa, that you would not give the full value, only the value of the head. Boy, Rabba, Erchi, Olal Gamizbeach. Here again, when we talk about this whole Masecht of Erechin, what does Erechin mean? I'm giving the value of this guy who's between the age of 20 and 60, 50 shekels, I'm giving that to Bedek Abayas, for the construction and base of Migdash maintenance. So what he's doing is Erchi Olai, Baisel Gamizbeach. Again, we're taking here a mismatch. We're taking two things. One is referring to Bedek Abayas, that's not what Erechin means. But I'm saying, no, I want it to go for a carbon. So what do you say there? Mao, Nidin Basigat Inuskim. By Erechin, we had a special concept. We mentioned it yesterday. If a person can't afford it, then the Kohen shots him up. He appraises him how much he can afford. And it shouldn't be less than a shekel, right? Let's say he says, I'm giving the value of this guy who's 20, between 20 and 60, 50 shekels. But when it comes down to it, I don't have any money. So they shots him up. What can I afford? 40 shekels, 30 shekels, 20 shekels, whatever it is, all the way down to one shekel. One shekel is the minimum. That's a concept only by Erechin. You don't find it anywhere else. If a man says, I'm bringing this animal to the base of Migdash, that animal's done. I'm giving $10,000 to the base of Migdash, right? That's it. I got to give $10,000. There's no break. You can't afford it, so you know you owe it. You got to go get it eventually. So but you only find that the concept of a discount, a poverty discount, only by Erechin. So boy, Rabba, Erechi, Olei, Mizbeach, says, my Erechin, for the Mizbeach. So what do you say there? Nidin Be'ezegad, does he get the poverty discount? Oh, ain't this Nidin Be'ezegad, or does he not get appraised? Do you say, Lashkan Be'erchen Dein Hesekiyad? Whenever it says Erechin, there's always Hesekiyad. You never find Erechin without Hesekiyad. You always find the poverty discount. Oh, Dilma Lashkan Le'am Mizbeach. The Girsi takes out the Mifrik El B'Shavav in the Shita. He says, Lashkan Le'am Mizbeach. What's the Vav? Lashkan Le'am Mizbeach. That Nidin Be'ezegad, by Mizbeach, you don't find the concept of any discounts. So how do you say it here? When you mixed it up, when you said Erechin for the Mizbeach, which one do you go by? Question also stands. Take a boy, Rav Ashi, one more. We're going to learn later on the Masechet. the rules that are brought down in Baruch Chukosai about if you're makdish a sada chuzah, a sada that's it's in your inheritance sada that goes down from generation to generation in your possession, and you're makdish it, it's a special gzeiros akasiv that when you're poded, not according to market value, not according to what you thought it was worth or whatever the broker tells you it's worth, it goes according to 50 shekels for every piece of land in which you can grow a certain amount of barley. That's what the Torah says. So let's say kisarachus legab mizbeach. Normally, when you mark just some stam hegdish is lebedek abayis. Stam people give donations. Lebedek abayis is for the shul. Like here, if you say something, I pledge $1,000 for the shul. What's it for the shul? What do you mean? I want it to earmark it towards the heating or towards the svarim. You give it to the shul. It's for bedek abayis. Whatever they use it for fixing the lights, fixing the heating, whatever it is. So you're also hegdusarachus stam is the bedek abayis. Let's say I say legab mizbeach. Again, I'm making a mismatch. I'm taking two different things and putting it together. Now, do you say, listen, when it comes to Sarachuza, the only way to redeem it is, like we mentioned, like the Torah specifies, 50 shekels for every Beis Zera Chomer Sorim. In other words, for an amount of land in which you could plant a Chomer of Sorim. It's a specific amount of land. It's 50 shekels. It's a fixed price. Do you say that? And that's what you have to be poted for too, if you're poted. Odim Lashkam is Bech, Mifigal Bashav. What do you find? Since I mentioned Mizbech, it's dollar for dollar. Dollar for dollar. When you give someone Mizbech and you're poted, you're supposed to be poted for the full value. So these questions all stand because they are mismatches, they're mixtures.
I assume, though, particularly in this case, if you did it, you would give the higher amount.
A Chumrah, presumably, right. You don't know what to do, so you should itself. Give the Chumrah. Right. If you were to be poted, you'd give the higher amount. Yeah, the Chumrah. This is really part of the first Mishnah. We mentioned already that the Torah says how much, Torah specifies how much you have to give when you give Erech and how much you have to give for each age group. And within each age group, there's male and female. The female is always less than the male. The smallest, the youngest group is between the age of 1 month and 5 years. It says, a boy, I think, is 5 shekels, a girl is 3 shekels. But it's mashma only ben chodesh, only from a month on. Less than a month, there's no erichin. So he says, "Pachat ben chodesh nidar aval erich," because I'm given the erich of this 15-day-year-old kid. Well, the Torah says there's no erich. The Torah doesn't say an erich for that amount. However, if a person says, "I'm giving the value of that human being," you know what? A family doesn't have children. What they would pay for the value of that child, they'd pay. So it has a value to it. It has an inherent value, but it's no erichin. So pachat ben chodesh nidar aval erich. Tana rabbanan. So that's obviously that's based on the pasuk. But what about this case? Let's say he says, I'm giving erichin of less than chodesh. So what would you say? There is no erichin, right? You just said there's no erichin in less than a month. So if a person says, I'm giving the erichin of this baby who's less than a month old, what would you say? Or Meir says, no, sundamav. You still give the value to the base of Mikdash. You know why? Why? The value, the objective, the market value, not the erichin. There is no erichin. There is nothing specified. You give the market value to the base of Migdash, which by the presumably more. Because think about it. Even a month-old baby starts at 5 shekels and 3 shekels. Well, your babies could be worth 10,000 shekels or whatever, right? Well, you give, why? So why do you, we'll see why. But Meir says he still gives the davar. Macham lo amar klum. No, he didn't say anything. There's no erichin for less than chodesh. We're 6 lines from the bottom page on Hayam and Aleph. My commitment, what's the machlokas? Rameir Sover ain't an emotzi dvar l'batala. Rameir says, listen, a person doesn't stop talking about nothing. He meant something. Why? Because Yodea she'ain erich l'pasuk. We all know the pasuk. We're not talking about Gemara over here. The pasuk says there's nothing for less than 3 days old. There's no erichin. So when he said, I'm giving you erichin, what did he mean? He didn't stop talk. He doesn't stop plater. Yodea she'ain erich l'pasuk min chodesh. But Gomer Ramos shem dam. When he said it, he meant it really for the market value. Even though he used the word erichin, he meant market value. Rabbanan say, no, we don't say that. So every other most of the Torah, sometimes the guy just says, stam shtiyot. Maybe he wanted to make it, make an announcement. He know it didn't mean anything. He wanted to show off and say, I'm giving the value of this baby to the base of Migdash. But he said an erichin. So he knows, he says stam. He doesn't know anything. Rameir says, no, he knows that there is no erichin. Obviously, he meant it for dummim.
But that's a little circular, Rameir, because Rameir says, well, he knew the Torah said there's no erichin. He wasn't an amor, so he knew
the Torah said there's no erichin. Right.
But he didn't mean it.
Yeah, he has a rule that a person stam doesn't talk stam.
Doesn't talk stam.
So he meant something.
So if he doesn't talk stam, he wouldn't use the word erichin.
Okay, so it's a different verse. That's the machlokas here. Do you say, when you say something, the rabbi say, no, stam said it. The person stam says things, maybe to show off, whatever he meant. Rameh says, no, he didn't say it for nothing, and therefore he has to give the full value. That's machlokas Rameh and Rabbanan. Now, Okay, you could see it both ways, obviously, right? I'm saying, Rabbanan Savi Adam Esel Vavavavavavavavavav. Kaman Ozla, who does the found glow? Kodam Rav Gidol Omarav. Rav Gidol Omarav says, Ha Omer Erech Kli Olai. Now, what is Erechim? Not Dhamim. Dhamim means market value. Erechim means, the Torah said specifically, anybody between the age of 30 days and older, all the way up to 120, has a certain value. Male this, female that. The Torah gave you the five or six categories, right? Though that's it. Only humans. There's no teaching about dogs or chairs or anything. So the Rav Gidol says, let's homer erech kli olai. I'm giving the value, the erech, not the market value, but the erech of a kli, an inanimate object, a lie. No sin dumb, he gives the money. What do you mean gives the money? There is no erechin. There's no erech, just like there's no erechin on a baby less than 30 days old, there's no erechin on a chair or a kli. So when he says over here, no, he gives the value, obviously it goes like Rameyer, who says that a person didn't mean a person doesn't say something stam, so he meant it for value. He meant for the market value. Okay, wait. So the Gemara says pshita the Rameyer. Obviously, because the Rameyer, the Rabbanan say that other Muslim never give a tala. You could have just like Rabbanan said, if I give the value erech of a 15-day-year-old baby, it's nothing. I give the value of a chair, it's also nothing. Says now the same. I feel the Rabbanan. This is even going to Rabbanan. Why? Like you're maybe this is what you mean that here even the Rabbanan be matter. Why? My would say, I feel Rabbanan Hossam who the toy you suffer. Maybe the Rabbanan would really say, you know, the Rabbanan don't use those words. The Rabbanan say lo amar klum, right? They didn't say the reason. The Gemara interprets their explanation as being Rameyer says a person doesn't say his words for nothing. Rameyer and the Rabbanan say he does. It could be the Rabbanan also agree that a person doesn't say his words for nothing, right? I might think even the Rabbanan would say over here erech kli olai that you have to give value. Why? By either Rabbanan said by the case of the 30-day-old less than 30-day-old baby, you don't give anything. There, even if Rabbanan would agree with the Rameyer that a person is not motzi dvar of levatali, he meant something, but he made a mistake. If I ask a stam person, you take a vote here on Shabbos, what's the value of a baby for Erechin? Right, without learning the pasuk inside, right? What's about? People say it says something about Ben Chodesh, right? It says something about that. So people might make a mistake. They might think, listen, just like there's a value for a 30-day-year-old baby, there's also value for a less than 30-year-old baby. He made a mistake. Ah, but Hektish Tos is Hektish Betos is not Hektish. I made a mistake. I don't have to give anything. It was a mistake. I didn't mean anything by it. Avalocha the lekelimiti. Here, there's no mistake. Everybody knows that the kli, a chair, a cup, has no erichin in the Torah. Erich is only on human beings. Vaday adam yedesh and erich lekli. A person knows there's no erichi, but gomar l'shem damim. And he meant l'shem damim. And even this with the Rabbanan, as the Rabbanan are also motivated to the concept that a person doesn't stomp later. He doesn't stomp saying for nothing. If he said something, he meant something. So if he said, I want to give the value of the chair, even though there's no erich on a chair, there's objective, there's market value, there's damim, but there's no erech. Maybe he meant to give something. The reason Rabbanan argued over there is because a person made a mistake. He meant to, he thought there is an erech for a less than 30-day-year-old, and then he made a mistake, so you don't have to give anything. But by a kli, maybe he meant that l'shem damim. Kamashmo, that's not the case. The Rabbanan stand their sheet, like the Gemara says. The Rabbanan's reasoning is because a person stam says something for nothing, just to show off. And Rameyer says, no, he meant something by it. Says Gemara, Rameyer, l'may yitzra. So wait a minute. You say over here, Rav Gidol Omarav says, Omar Kerchli Olai, no sing Dhamim. He gives like Rameyer, because he meant something by it, right? And Rav Gidol Omarav is saying, who's that? Come on, Rameyer. He's saying, Rameyer, what do you need this for? You said it by a 20-day-year-old baby. We'll give an example, less than 3 days. 20-day-year-old baby, that he meant something by it. The person knows that, and he's giving it the Dhamim. So certainly by a Kli. Well, Rameyer, Lamai Yitzchak, what do you need it for? He says, Hov, Rav, Alibi, Rameyer, Omar, below the Rabbanah, Lamai Yitzchak, Lamai Medanos, and Dhamim, Pshita. There, by the baby, where you can say he made a mistake, 30 days, 29 days, I didn't think it makes it lomel shem damim. Elo savashesh lo erech machayev or meyer, hacha bade vadeo, the person certainly knows there's no erech for the kli. There's not the same time in our meyer. I may think the meyer was reason over there is hustling the gazer pachas min chodesh at the ben chodesh. The reason why our meyer says that if you give the erech of a 29-day-old baby to the base of mikdash is not because of mistakes, not mistakes. It's a gzera. Because if you don't give on a 29-year-old, a 29-day-old, you might not give on a 30-day-old also. So pachas min chodesh, the Torah says if it's 30 days old, you have to give the erech, the 5 shekels or the 3 shekels if it's a girl. So there it's from Feresh and Torah. So the Rabbanan said also, if it's 28 or 29 days or 20 days, well, so you should give also. I might think it's the Rabbanan. Gzeir pachat min chodesh at the ben chodesh. Avalach the lekli makes, but over here by the cup, there's nothing he goes about. Stam he's pleitering. I might think that it doesn't apply. Emelo, kamash mulan, the chiddush is no. Time of Rameyer, the inner muscle of a talo. The reason Rav Meir says, well, you have to give, is because a person doesn't say something for nothing. So when he said the erech of a 29-year-old baby, or the erech of a cup, where it has no meaning, he obviously didn't say it for nothing. He meant to give the market value. He meant to give something, and therefore he meant to give the market value. Kamanos l'hadar Rabba bar Yosi. Who is the following go? Like this, that Rabba bar Yosi says, Amarav, Amila Amarav Yiba bar Yosi, Amarav, Hamakdish Meimis Chaveiro. I go to your barn, and I say, that animal over there, I makdish it. Now, does that work? Of course not. I can't be makdish your possessions. It's not mine, right? He says, over there, makdish, Beimis Chaveiro, Nosen, Demeh, you give the value. I give the value. Because after all, I can't be makdishers. So what did I mean by that? I meant that I makdish your animal. I can't be makdish your animal. So I meant to say, okay, whatever the animal's worth, $50, I'm giving that to the base of Mikdash. I'm actually saying, right? That goes like Rameyer, that a person is not motzi dvar v'atol, so he meant something, you had to give something. Ha'omer Rav Chadazim, but Rav already said that, ha'omer erach kli olai nosin damav. What's the difference? Why does he keep repeating this idea? It's going like a mayor. If I said something to the basement, which doesn't make any sense, the erech of a kli doesn't make any sense. Being makdish the somebody else's animal doesn't make any sense. I meant to give something. All right, I get the idea already. Rameyer says that if you that ain't under most of all, tell him. Hamarav chadazim. Damarav gidam rav. Hamar erech kli alai nosim damav. This is mao the same mahosim who dia deyashen erech kli. I might think, no. In the case of the kli, that's obvious to everybody. Everybody knows there is no erech. An erech is only on a human being, not on a kli. So if a person, he knows there's no erech to the kli. But gomar al Hashem dam. So when he said the erech of the kli to the base of Mikdash, he meant them giving the value, the market value. Avul behema, the bas mikdashi. But a hema could be, you could be makdash, an animal. So ikula meimer, you could say, the hachay kavet, this is maybe what he meant. Iyamina lamara, if I go to the owner, and make a deal with him and say, listen, I'm interested in that animal. How much you want for it, right? Mazman Lanelli, he'll sell it to me. So I'm telling you, like, I know that I can make a deal with that guy. we're only arguing over a few dollars, right? So therefore, I want to be makdish from right now. I'll bring it as a carbon. Maybe that's what he meant. When I meant going to your barn and I say, I'm giving that animal to Beis HaMikdash, it's not as bad as the case of the Kli. In the case of the Kli, I know I can't. There's no air for a Kli. So obviously, I meant something else. I meant to give a donation. But over here, when I mocked this your animal, maybe this is what I meant. I'm going to buy it. I'm making a deal right now. But you know, as soon as I mocked this from right now, it's already cut. Since I'm going to buy it tomorrow, I'm being mocked this from right now. Akrava, right? Avul damila kumar. But then when it turns out that, let's say that I couldn't buy it at the end, I didn't mean to give it. I actually meant to give that animal. Now it doesn't work. I can't give the animal now to the base of Mikdash. I can give it after I buy it. I can't buy it. I can't give it now. But I didn't mean to give the value of Kamash Malon the Chod. That even in that case, that's what he meant. That's the chiddush. That's why Rav is telling me this halacha in the name of Rameyer, according to Rameyer, in all these cases. That this case also were the case of the coast is obvious. This case is not so obvious. Maybe this is what he meant. The chiddush is no. He meant here also a dumb. That's only if he says this. If he says that the value is only when he says the value, I'm giving the value. What was his words? But he says makdish behemas chaveiro. So he didn't say. If he says this animal is kodesh, that certainly doesn't work. That doesn't mean dumb. He meant to act the animal kodesh. He's an idiot. Maybe that's talk of what he meant. When I buy it, I'd be makdish right now. But he said to say the value of this base of Mikdash, of this animal, the animal of this behema, is on me to the base of Mikdash. So then you could say he meant to give the value. But if he said I'm giving this animal to the base of Mikdash, how could you say he means value? He says this idiot thinks he can give it to the base of Mikdash because he's going to buy it tomorrow. So that's the machlokas here between the mayor and the chacham. Obik chacham. This is really also part of the first Mishnah. Obik chacham. What's the world about chacham when it comes to Erechin? Can he give it or not? So we have a basic problem. Pasuk says, Daber el b'nei Yisrael. The Parsha, Mechukah says, Daber el b'nei Yisrael. Speak to the Jews. And then it says, Ish. It says, every man, right? Ish ki afli neder. So the question is, what's going on here? What happens by a goy? So we have a machlokas here, mikatz al katz. Avik achav, Rameyer omer nerech, avalo marech. Rameyer says, he can be appraised. Man can say, listen, you know, I know between the ages of 20 and 60, 50 shekels, I want to give the value of Cody over here. I always like good Goyish name, Cody. You don't find too many Jews by that name. Cody, do they have that name in England, or that's only in America? C-O-D-Y. I want to give the value of Cody to the to the Beis HaMikdash, right? Erech. So Rav Meir says that it works. You know, the same, so he's between 20 and 60, you get 50 shekels. Avalo Marach. But he can't, Marach Kodi can't give, make a harach. He can't say, I'm giving that value. It doesn't mean anything to him. Now, a goy, we'll see, we're going to talk about tomorrow, Mitzvah also, about what about donations from a goy? You know, these I always have this discussion, do we take money from goyim? So Rav Meir says, Avalo Marach, but he can't give. We don't take his harach. His harach doesn't mean anything. Rabbi Yudah the other way around. Ma'arech avalonerach, just the opposite. He could be ma'arech, he could give avalonerach, but he can't give. This is a clear machlokes menakotzim alakotzim. Vezev ezev marim shenodav neder. Everybody's moda that they can make a neder and donate something. They can donate it. Do we accept it? That we'll talk about the nidrin. And you can give the value. I want to give the value of Cody. Cody's worth $50,000 on the open market. I want to give that value to the Beis HaMikdash. That certainly you could do. Or Cody can come along and say, I want to give $50,000 to the Beis HaMikdash. That he could certainly do. But the question is, when he says, I want to give the Ha'arocha, that's Machlokas. Rav Yudah says, Marach v'lo Nerach. Rav Meir says, Nerach v'lo Marach. What's Machlokas? Tanur Rabbanan. B'nei Yisrael Marichim, B'nei Avichav Marichim. B'nei Yisrael is Marach, not Goyim. Right? This would be with Shita. That a person that a Bnei Yisrael is marich and goyim cannot be marich, that is Rav Meir, the first shita. Yachlo yinach, I think they can't be nerach. Tamal omer ish, so ish includes divra Rav Meir. Omer Rav Meir, michmiach shemikra echad mar b'mikra echad mai. He doesn't give you the whole pasuk. Yeah.
What's the logic to think that I as a Jew cannot be marich a goy? And what am I doing? I'm donating money.
Very good. So no. You can donate money all you want, but you could argue that the word erech is a special word that the Torah assigned. It's not the market value.
It has no validity
on a guy. You could say that. But what's it based on? Well, again, one pasuk is mar. One pasuk says Davel ben Israel, only the Jews, and one pasuk says ish. So again, it's how you learn it. Tamil or ish. Divra Rav Meir. Amar Rav Meir, b'chim yachash ha-mikra echad marba. One pasuk is marba. That's ish. U'mikra echad mamai, even though technically, if you read the pasuk, Dabrel b'nei Yisrael is speaking about, you know, speak to the Jews about the whole parsha. And ish kiyafli is speaking about, sounds like the mara. But still, we had that problem yesterday too. We mentioned it yesterday when we learned Daf Dalet about... you mentioned the difficulty of Hemed Beherach. Remember, Hemed Beherach is really going on the person giving, not on the person who is being asked, who is being appraised. So he said, but still the partial use. The Tosfos of the efforts, I found Tosfos Taki asked the Kasha. So, you know, if you understand the Gemara, you'll ask Tosfos. That's my, you know, my third corollary of the fourth rule of the Daf. That if you understand the Gemara, which usually I don't, but if you understand the Gemara, you'll always ask Tosfos Kasha. That's the rule of, you know, you always ask, if you understand the Gemara, because when Tosfos is bothered by something, it makes sense, you know. Anyway, so you have that problem with Ish is really going on Kiafli, but still we apply it to the whole parsha, both Marach and Nerach. So, again, so Rameir is like this, V'chimeach, one pasuk is Marva. What's the pasuk that Ish? Everybody, right? They're also non-Jews are also ish. Umikra chabmaid. One pasuk is ma'at apad meisrael. Nimani omer nerach v'lo marach. So why do I say that the goy could be upgeshatz, could be appraised, but he can't be the appraiser. He can't be the one who gives it. Neisha riba kasev nerach and yosmer. You know why? Because in general, it's a weak answer. In general, you find that we include more people who are ne'arach than ma'arich. How's that? Shari chershev v'katan, we said in our Mishnah. I can give the value of chershev v'katan. The pasuk says ages between 5 and 20, 20 and 60, over 60, right? You know, a baby and 5 years old. Gives you all those, doesn't say a chershev v'katan. Chershev is also included in that. So you see a chershev could be ne'arach, but lo marichim, but they can't give. So you find more ne'arach than ma'arich, so we're going to apply that to a goy also. Since I got two children, one's ma'arich, one's ma'arich, I don't know which one to do. So I would find that Cheresh HaFakotin is ne'arach where it's not ma'arich. We find more ne'arach than ma'arich. So we'll say here, oh, by the goy also, he's ne'arach, but he's not ma'arich.
Cheresh HaFakotin's problem is their ability to do it.
Good answer. Very good. Excellent. So when you really understand the Gemara, the first answer, if you understand the Gemara, you'll ask Gemara's gotcha before you get those. Good. That's going to be the problem. Rav Yudah Omer B'nei Yisrael ne'arachim, then of a chav ne'arachim. Rav Yudah is the way around. B'nei Yisrael is ne'arach, and a guy can't be ne'arach. Like a guy has no value in the Torah, has no erach. Yachlo yom mechamit tekev mimarach, tamal omer ish. I'm reviewed again. Rav Yudah's got the same problem. I go, one pasuk is marv, one pasuk is marv. Why do I say that the guy is marach and he's not ne'arach? Why do I say that? Which is the other way around, because I find that we find that there are more ma'arichin than ne'erachin. There are more people who give the value than could be appraised. Right? We had that mishnah. Tumtum and drogas can give. They're regular Jews. They can give their ma'arich, but they can't be ne'erach, because we said the pasuk says hazachar. Oh, Hanakeva, it's got to be a body Zachar Hanakeva. Avalon Erachim, so you find it here also. Amar Rava. So Rava says, listen to this, Irving. Amar Rava Hilchasei, Rav Meir, Mistavra. The halacha of Rav Meir is probably right in his halacha that what? That a goy is Nerach, but he can't give. He's Nerach. But time ilo Mistavra, but his svar is not so good because of what you said. It's not a good svar. We'll see. He's going to explain in a minute. Tamer Rabbi Mustafa, Rabbi Yudah's svar makes more sense, but his halach is not right. In other words, it's not. He says that a goy could give, but he can't be estimated. Why? Hilchasa Rav Meir Mustafa. Why is Mustafa to say like Rav Meir, meaning that a goy can't give? Dichsiv Nehemiah said, it's brought down in Sefer Ezra. Nehemiah ben Chaya said, when the goyim all came, they wanted to build the base of Mikdash. He said, Lo lochem v'lanu livnos. Stay away. We don't want your input over here. The goyim always wanted to get involved, so they wanted to get on the committee so that they could, it's like getting on the building committee so you could really stop the building from happening. That's what they wanted, right? That's what the verse was. Lo lochem v'lanu. You can't join us, it's Beis Elokeinu, right? So it's mashma, we don't want to take money from them. So the halacha of mayor is mistavra, we don't want to take money from them. Yeah, good, that a guy can't be mashma, and that came up. Avalo mistavra, aval time alo mistavra, smart, doesn't make sense. The kamais, he brings it on rise, and cheresheit the bakotin. Cheresheit the bakotin, you see, can be narach, can't be marach. What do you give me a ride from this? So by guy also can be narach, can't be marach. Shana cheresheit the bakotin, the lav and edener. That's not a svar. It's not that the pasuk says, you know, there's a problem with them. They have no das, they can't be marach, because they can't do anything else either. They have no mitzvah in the Torah. That's not a svar. Time of Rabbi Mustavra. The reason is Rabbi Yudah is Mustavra. What's his reasoning? Rabbi Yudah says what? That they could be Marach even though they can't be Nerach. The Kamais and Tumtum Drogas. That makes sense. That what? Tumtum and Drogas are normal human beings. They're adults. They're Jews. And they have mitzvahs. And the pasuk and what? But we have an exclusion. The pasuk says Hazachar, you can't be Marach. They can't be appraised. But they could be marach, they could give. Rabbi Yudah says the kamaisim mitum dan drogas that there's more marichin than nerachin, so the guy also should be marach than the kebinar. Davak of the bnei deini, even though they have das. Mitn rachmana, the Torah excluded them, in this case from the word hazachar, ohana keva, the Torah excluded them. So here also the Torah excluded them. We have a pasuk ish and a pasuk bnei Yisrael, the Torah excluded the guy. But hilchas lo mistavra, but his halach is not mistavra, because at the end of the day, Rabbi Yudah's got a good svara, but he says that a guy could what? Give, even though he can't be appraised, he can't be given. Right? It doesn't make sense that a goy should be able to give a siv lo lochem v'lo lano livnos is based on Cain. The fact is, we shouldn't take money from them. So that's the problem. Rabbi Yudah, high lochem v'lo lano livnos. So according to Rabbi Yudah, what does he talk to do with that svara? What does he do with it? Because we like Rabbi Yudah's svara, but he's got a problem. He comes out to the goy, you take money from him, but he can't be appraised. Why do you take? Pasuk says in the Chemi that we don't take money from them. Lochem v'lo lano livnos. Om Rav Chista, Om Ravim, v'ercho nignos. He says like this. When he says you take money from them, you don't use the money. You put it away, you hide it. You destroy it. In other words, the fact that you don't have enough from it. He can give, but it doesn't mean that. You want to jive it with the lo lacham, we don't accept our money for the basement. Yeah, we don't accept it. We're going is it. Now, before you jump to all kinds of questions, what do we accept, we don't accept? We have to learn tomorrow's doc. Because in terms of what details, what we accept, well, you know, we have to see. But this is in the shock of a tire here. This is achanigas. That's achanigas. If that's the case, if the money that he gives, we don't have enough from it, there shouldn't be any me'ila there. And we find by Bedek Abayis that if a guy gives money by Abayis, there is Mila, that's none. How do you say there's no Mila? That's none. Takes out the word Chomesh, but it's the same idea. You know, we've had many times in Shas that there are five Chatos that you let them die, right? Like Vlad Chatos, Tmuras Chatos, Chatos is over a year, Chatos is Skaper Baalel, or that it got lost and you found another one. You can't do anything with this Chatos. Chatos is going to be for sin. You can't bring it as an adult. But I got an extra Chatos over here. You know, the classic case is a very simple thing. You give a Stam Chatos for not a prince or a coin as a female. So while before you got a chance to bring it to the base of Mignus, it was a perfect gave birth. So the baby is a Chatos also. What do you do? You have to let it die. Okay. So Chazamesh or Moshos, or let's say money you can't run off from, you have to destroy it. Lona Henavilomon. Whenever the Gemara says Lona Henavilomon, it means that there's no Me'ilim in a Torah, but you've been Rabbani, you shouldn't have anah. You shouldn't have anah from it, you shouldn't mess around with it. But it means there's no Me'ilim in a Torah. Why? So what do you say? Because since it's going to be destroyed, the only thing that's Me'ila is something's going to be used in the base of Me'ila. Something's going to be destroyed, put to sleep or whatever. There's no Me'ila. And if that's the case, so here, if it's going to be nikdus, there shouldn't be any mila. Aloma tanya, why did we learn gabi kotche of the kachavim? Why learn by kotche kachavim? Medvar mor bekotche mizbeach. If they give something to kotche mizbeach, there we say there's no meila. Why? Because it's learned out. Rashi brings down. You learn out from truma. Rashi says Rashi about 6 lines from the bottom of the page. Says like this: Medvar morim de emor mekotche of kachavim behind the kotche mizbeach mishum gemina meila chet chet mitruma. You learn out from truma. Matruma ein misa nagis el betruma sisrael. Only the Truma Yisrael has the Kedusha. The Chesed, the Hedya, the Yichal is Kachim in Yisrael. Af Mi'ila, Eino Egesel, the Kachim Yisrael. Special apostle, the meal doesn't apply to Kachim, that the Kachim, let's say if a guy gives a carbon, wants to give an Ola, there's no Mi'ila over there. Based on a pasuk, special pasuk. Av Kachim Benek Abayis, says the Gemara, 2 lines from the bottom of the page of the Gemara. Av Kachim Benek Abayis, which is not learned, and not the same as learned out from Truma. Kachim Benek Abayis, and there is a Mi'ila there. So if you're going to destroy what they give, there shouldn't be any Mi'ila there too. Elo Marava, Elo Marmishum Rufin Yadayim Hu, Dixiv, Vahi Am Oretz Marpin Yadei Am Yehudu, Mvalon Osam Nadas. So what he says like this. Vadai, Rashi says 2 lines from the bottom of the page, and the Rashi also, Rashi 2 lines from the page as well as the Gemara 2 lines from the bottom of this page. Vadai Lebedek Abayis Asi. This is very, certainly the money of that the guy gives goes to Bedek Abayis. Uvi Me Ezra, Hainu Time, in other words, there's nothing. So the question is, can you take money from them or not? You could take money from the Bedek Abayis. You could take money. You don't say it's destroyed, right? And there is meal there. We may also hand it to the shochel that they sent a message them lo lachem v'lanu. We don't want you mixed up with us because they didn't want them getting control. Like I mentioned before, mishum shloim miskav notova. The goyim didn't really want to give. They wanted to get on the committee. You know, in Yiddish you say dervis hotin maya hotin daya. Dervis hotin maya, the one who has the maya, the $100. He's got the view. In other words, that's always like it is. The guy who has the money, he's the one who gets involved in making the decisions, right? You know, gista bista, if you gave money, you're somebody. You can have an opinion. So here they wanted to give money to get on the committee. It really, and what they were trying really to sabotage, right, to influence and sabotage the project. And they'll delay it it's a delaying tactic. We'll get on the committee, we want to get involved, and really what they're trying to do is influence the king not to allow them to build it. That's why he didn't accept from them. But basically you do accept that, we know a guy could give a carbon. He can be mocked, he can't go into the base. He can mock a carbon, he can take a carbon. He can also give a better bias. So that's what the Gemara comes out with over here. And therefore, it's not really kasha on Rabbi Yehuda, halachem below lana, the guy can't mount the and give. And time to base the mikdash there, the second base of mikdash, he didn't want him to get involved because he wanted to ruin our project. Tanichad of Kham, we learn in one brisa, of Kham, should it's not, of Nadavah, Lebedek Abayis, Makabal, and Menu. In one brisa, we learn, Goy gives a Nadavah, Lebedek Abayis, you take it from him, of course. Tan Yirchei Makabal, another brisa says, you don't take it, right? Just like you have Machlokas and today. Nefesh b'nefesh take the money from the goyim, or should we take the money from the goyim, you know, etc. One is at the beginning, one is at the end. Several pshatim in Rashi. The preferred pshat in Rashi like this. At the beginning of the project, then you don't take money from them, because then they want to get involved and they're going to sabotage the project. But when it's almost finished already, you just need a few dollars to complete it. You know, you always need, there's always a few money at the end, but it's basically almost finished. Then you can take money from them, because then they can't delay it anymore, because it's basically there. You just can't finish it. Beginning, you don't even take water and salt from them. Don't let them get involved. They'll mess up the project. The sof, at the end, if you have a fixed item, you know, donated by, you know, by the McCarthys, you know, like a big plaque, you don't want that on the base of Mikdash, right? Dover Muslim, a specific thing, this plug donated, this door donated, a Makabim. Dover Shana Muslim, but if just cash or whatever, just stuff that Tachim Yisim Makabim. Hechi Dover Muslim, what's example Dover Muslim? So you get an example, a door, he's come on, Amakai Orev, the famous Dukranim that they had at the top of the things we need here on our roofs also. Top of the base of Mikdash, they had these pieces of metal with basically with nails coming out of them. We call them here in Hebrew Dukranim. I know you always know the Hebrew word that you need, right? So that's what we have. You have these nails at the top of things, spokes, right? They keep the birds away. He says Kalya Orev that finish off the ravens. In other words, they had to keep them to keep the birds off. They shouldn't soil everything and mess things up. Rashi brings down that one of the rabbis would even have that in his house. He shouldn't be Tashma Shemitah with even any kinds of animals or insects or flies flying around there. So he says, also you had this in clubs. So even that they shouldn't give. It's a Dover Masuyim, and they'll have a little note on it donated by the McCarthy's. No good. I'm going to go, they shouldn't give a specific thing. Masa Rav Yosef, this is what you say you don't accept the Geras of Osef. They sent a letter to Osef, Shomer Apardes, the head of the orchards, whatever, the plantations of the king, Asher Lamelech, and asking him for timber, etc., etc. So you see, they did ask money, he did ask items from the base of Mishnah originally. Amalei Abaye, Shani Machusa. Now, even at the beginning, we just said that the beginning of the end. Some say beginning means the first place, maybe second place. Maybe say Rashi rejects all the other pshat. The pshat in the beginning of the project, you don't accept, because they'll get involved and they'll sabotage. At the end, you let them do it, as long as it's not a double mesuyim. But if you hear from this pasuk, it's mashma, even at the beginning, the timber, etc., when they were bringing, they took money from the goy, Amalei Abaye, Shani Machusa, that's different, because the king donated. He's not going to go back on it. Domer Shmuel, I Omer Malchusa, Akronator, if the king says, if the Malchus says they're going to uproot the mountain, Akronator, but they'll uproot the mountain. That is, they'll dig out the mountain and they're not going to go back on it because they stand by their word for their kavod, etc. There's different reasons for this. Also, the Svara is, some say it's because a guy's really not doing, the Goyisha king is not, doesn't have his own das. It's all Min HaShemayim. He doesn't have his own das. And we think it's Obama making decisions. It's all the Rebbe Shalom. We have to pray to Rebbe Shalom to switch around his Eitzes, okay? Besides, you know, the influence that we can have on them. But it's really also, it's all Min HaShemayim. In any case, that's Mashiach Chochma gives that shot. But that's not really the partial shot. The Gemara is, if a government does something, if the government donates money, they're not going to go back on it. So if the government says, we're going to support this project, and they sign off on it, you can take money from them at the beginning. But if Stam Goyim donate money at the beginning, we don't accept it. At the end, we do, as long as it's not a double mesuyim.
Before the Israeli government.
Like governments. Okay. Gaisha governments. Gaisha governments. Okay. Gaisha governments. I'll pick up Mishnah Marmah. Okay. Guardian keeping their word.